Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, April the 11th, 2017. I'm Tungamili Nkomo, and tonight we are featuring protest poets who are tackling Zimbabwe's deepening social, economic and political crisis in the best way they know, and that is through poetry. Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 or on WhatsApp, and the number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live on 001-202-619-2077, and we will call you right back. We are also streaming live, by the way, on Facebook and on our three websites. That's www.voashona.com, www.voandebele.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. So we all know how Zimbabwe's socio-political and economic situation is playing out, right? Things are not well. And activists are cropping up everywhere. We now have social movements, the Tajamugas, the This Flag, and so many more. We also have traditional politicians. As you know, we have Morgan Tsvangirai, Walshman Ncube, Simba Makoni, Tendai Biti, Joyce Mujuru, and many, many more in the opposition terrain, who are also tackling Zimbabwe's crisis in the best way they know. They are politicians. And today on this program, we are featuring a different kind of activists, and these are poets. Joining me now is my first guest, Bongani Ncube of the Ngibace Ezizweni fame. Bongani, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfowethu. Good evening. I'm honored to have you on Studio 7.
Ngiyabonga futhi ukungena kuhlelo lakho.
Yeah, kunjani eMzansi, Ncube?
Hayi, siyazama futhi, siyazama.
Aha, sipace ezizweni sonke, Ncube, we are both domiciled far away from home. You are in Johannesburg, and I'm here. I'm referring to your poem, Nipace ezizweni. Before we talk about it, let's hear that poem. Producer, let's play Bongani's poem, Nipace Ezizweni.
Lachithwa nqatshana kwenzenjani igazi eMorogoro, waphenjwa ngobani umlilo wasentumbane, yabhalwa kutheni grand plan. Kukhona okunuka santungwana ngendaba yama-distance. Ikuliphi ikhabothi idumbutshena reporting, yadalwa ngubani i-moment of madness. Bangaka babulawa yigugurawundi, baboshwa yini abababulalayo, sebabuya na abanyamalalayo, asabuthwa yini amathambo emigodini, yasihlanganisa yini isizwe unity accord. Iphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho, ngibhace ezizweni. izaphu yayibulewe noma yayizifele ebalekela ngilanje wayewonene umqabuko wabothwa nje badleni kabani udabengwa lomasuku unkala wabugeza baphela na ukundebele inja eyabulalisa usidini malunga yagcina ibonakele na balihlifisa yini ikhanda lecobra ababelitsho sezisazi ingane zasempumalanga ukuthi lini i-distant ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni Benziwani abalahla licala kuilovel scandal iSAP yayithi benze nobaba seyathuthukiswa yini matebeleland isifundwa yini imbali yeziprize ikolweni zezihlonitshwa ngokulinganayo na indima yeZimbabwe zilokhu ziqala ngalimi lunye na indaba zelizwe zelikhulunywa yini iqiniso emsakazweni ngobani abadlala kumahlola nyama isatholakala yini emadlodlo ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni Zingenaphi ingane zeZimbabwe empini yeCongo selaziwa yini inani labantwana abafela khona aphiwa bana amadayimani aqhagwa khona asingenela noma angeniswe emapulazini amawovethi asekwazi yini ukulima kwenelisa isizwe asayithola yini imisebenzi ama-green bomber bafundiselwana umoya omubi abantwana bezilungile sezakhiwa na izindlu ezadilizwa ngumrambatsinwa kuyoze kube nini ingane zeZimbabwe zifela kuLimpopo uyahlatshwa yini umkhosi nxa bedliwe zingwenya kuphenywa nini ngabahlengula endleleni bebalekela eSouth Africa libalwa ezandleni zikabani igazi lengane zakwethu elichitha emazweni ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni Yise bani elibalekelwa iziphofu babone nabantu abangaboniyo amadokotela lamanesi abalekani aqoshwa yini amatisha abafundi besala Basayelwana bamaqembu aphikisayo na mpibani ayilwa lebala lomuntu uhulumende bangapha bamhlopha babe lesifiso sokuthuthukisa ilizwe ziyofunda nini ingane zabafelokazi bathuthukiswa kanjani empumalanga entshonalanga bebulawa ngiphenduleni bakwethu angazi lutho ngibhace ezizweni
Bace ezizweni that poem there from acclaimed poet Bongani Ncube okhona lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Ncube, I know as a poet, Zimbabwe's multifaceted crisis is giving you guys more than enough fodder. To you know write your poems to do what poets do but what's the number one issue that motivates you to keep writing
I think if I feel like I've got a talent to pass a message to my people so what motivates me is more of I feel the pain When I see them suffering in foreign countries, I feel the pain. When I see my people undermined, I feel the pain. When we grew up, Zimbabwe was one of the most richest countries in Africa, and it was also called the basket of Africa. But now, when I see my people suffering in foreign countries, it motivates me to tell the story. If I don't tell it myself, nobody will tell it.
Ikulelayini enhlabe kwamancane kunkondlo yakho le uthi wena yizwe bani elibalekelwa iziphofu baboneni abantu abangaboniyo apa bongani are kuti iye inyika yakaita sei iri kutizwa nemabofu chii chavaona vanhu vasingaoni that's Lusa Shona translation there uthi yena ubongani yizwe bani libalekelwa iziphofu babonene abantu abangaboniyo obviously Mr. Ncube that's a powerful statement there
yebo yebo abantu abanengi iyabathinda leso statement ngoba mhlawumbe uyazi ukusuka komuntu ongaboni ehamba about 1000 kilometers engazi lokuthi umfula uqhapha kanjani ekudonswa ngomunye kuletha imbuzo eminingi kakhulu ma ungafika egoli baningi kakhulu abantu basezimbabwe sibabona behamba becela emarobotini uletha imibuzo ukuthi abantu laba bazobe fike lapha ni uhambe kanjani balethe ubani ebalethelani bawuchaphe kanjani umfula. So imibuzo engenampendulo leyo engiyibuzayo ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaba clear kwabanye abantu ukuthi ubunzima esinabo kwenza labantu abayiziphofu baze bashiye izwe lapho.
Was this poem also motivated maybe by the many visually impaired Zimbabweans that you find in the streets of Johannesburg becela izimali bachikumbira rubatsiro?
Yes. Ya iphino oyibonayo abantu bakithi abanenge goli esesikhuluma iqiniso bayahlupheka and ukuhlupheka bakubona kungcono kulo kuhlupheka bangakubo. So ngathi vele ama-lines amaningi amotivate yimpilo esiyiphilayo. Kubuhlungu kakhulu ukubona abantu bakithi bebotshwa, kubuhlungu kakhulu ukubona abantu bakithi bevumela ukweyiswa ngoba behluphekile. Ezinye izigqa ezibuhlungu mhlawumbe uthole ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi bayaboshwa bavalelwe emagumba kupeni kufakwa ispray. So izinto ezinjalo ngothi uma uzibona uzizothinteka kakhulu ukuthi kanti uma ngingalikhulumile liqiniso engilibonayo ngokuhlupheka kwabantu liyokhulunywa ngubani.
Aha, please do stay on the line. The Ncube ungayikatshana sizaphenduka. Bongani has another poem. By the way, here's an album that came out last week. You can go on Amazon. You will find it. It's called War on Peace. We also have his poem here called Why Africa. But before playing that for you, we have our second guest, Mr. Ncube. Please do stay on the line. We have now Nkosilathi Moyo. Mkomana kukwekwe Magadiva Moyo. Aiwa vankomo vari boss Derek. Kuri bo here kukwekwe uko.
Awa kukwekwe tinotamba chofi.
Aha, muri muri kuita zvepoetry vamoyo ndakabata imwe yenetembo dzenyu inonzi iyo yangu mivunzo timbo player that netembo timbo ridza netembo iyoyo tisati tadzokera gwamuri va moyo or before you know we play that you know one or two questions for you. What motivates you to do what you do? You know, obviously there's a lot of you know things going on in Zimbabwe. The social fabric is broken down. The economy is breaking down. There is no money in the banks. Asi chii chamungati ndicho chinhu chakakoshesa zvikuru chinoita kuti munge muchigara pasi muchinyora netembo dzenyu.
Netembo idzi ndinodzinyora dzichibva pasi pemoyo zvikonzerwa nekurwadziwa kwandinenge ndiinako ndichiona kutambudzika kuri kuita mhuri yeZimbabwe. Saka the pen is the only weapon yandinayo yandogona kushandisa kunyora marwadzo angu nekuratidza kuchema nekushungurudzika nekutongwa kuri kuita nyika yeZimbabwe.
Remangwana renyika muri kurionawo sei? Nekuti tokuona masocial movements akawanda, pana ana tajamoka vana this flag vari kupindawo mumigwagwa achimhanya-mhanya. Imimi sana nyanduri mungati basa ramuri kuita rakaenzana nekukosha here nebasa riri kuitwa nevezvematongero enyika vari kurudzira utongi hwejekerere munyika?
Basa redu sana nyanduri kana nzira randingari semaprotest artist rakakosha zvikuru, nekuti ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvinokontributawo mukudzimanda utongi hwejekerere sezviri kuitwawo nana tajamuka nana hisflag. Saka nyaya iripo ndeyekuti isu tinofanira kungobva isu vana vanyanduri neprotest art yedu nevanenge vari mugwagwa tese tikaita mushandira zvinogona kutibatsira kuti Zimbabwe tigone kugadzirisa dambudziko iri rekumbunyikidzwa kwatiinako munyika yeZimbabwe.
Aha, those who've just joined in, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, The Connection, your youth forum. And tonight we are featuring protest poets. And we have on the line Bongani Ncube of The Ngibhace Ezizweni Fame. And of course, Nkosilathi Moyo. Mkomana wekukwekwe Timbonzwa. Netembo yake achiti iye yangu mivunzo.
Pamusoro yevakuru varo dare. Bu, bu, bu. Gusundorova kukupai rwenyu rukudzo. Ndiri mwana wazuro mukaka uchipopa nedzangu mhino. Ndakanga ndisipo ururungano parwakaitika. Mukasatudzawo chokwadi matitikure takaputirwa negore renhema here. Inga kuziwa mbuya uudzwa wani. Chiko chakamedza chiamene hebeti chitepo. Pafiwa inga tinobvunzira wani. Kutswaka chadya wedu mufi. Vapambe pfumi vakauraya redu gamba chitepo here. Kana kuti kwaive kukweshana kwemashuku omunhava imwe. Nyarara Nkosilathi. Hazvina zera neyo. Josaya magama tongogara. Chaka chiriridza chimurenga achichitungamirira mwanakomana wehondo. Siku nesikati, rake ziya rakaerera achirwira rusununguko rwemwana wemutema. Sango ndokuzokupai maneta. Roto nuirira rusununguko, yakagadzwa shamba kodzi. Asi haana kuzoridya. Akamedzwa neiko, magama tongogara. Dzangu ndangariro dzoti tsuro. Yaka zvidzigira vayo vano. Ruregerero vana soro jena. Sandi kukupumai huroi. Shungu dzobaya wangu moyo. Kuda kuziva chokwadi. Nyarara Nkosilathi. Hazvina zera newe. Rex nongo kutsvira mumba here chokwadi. Mavivi mangani asmithi akapunyuka. Wake ushingi mukubata gidi maukanganwa here. Nasi zonzi. Akatsvira kuhope areredze umambo. Ndaramba ini mwana wemurozvi. Tsuro yakazvidzikira vayo vana. Vanosimbisa dzindere wavo ushe neropa revanhu. Mambo chiponda vasina mhaka. Nerera nechirikadzi zvinodzati chakata. Vazhinji vakafira kuchemera utongi hwejekerere. Itai dzamara kungonyangarika semuterungwana nechokwadi here. Zame vachingoramba vanyerere havo sevasiko. Isharipwa riniko ingozi yomudzvinyiriri weganda dema seso. Nyaya dzenyika, Jojo chenjera. Gwenyambira mapfumo riyo vakaimba wani. Saka tati, siyana nazvo Nkosilathi, hazvina zera newe. Ndatenda.
Nkosilathi, akamizwa nei kotongogara.
Ndiwo imwe yemibvunzo yandiri kuvhunzawo kuvakuru kuti muno muZimbabwe mune zvimwe zvinhu zvakaitika rumwe rungano rusina tsanangudzo kuti zvakafamba sei. Saka sanyanduri ndiwo mibvunzo yandaibvunza kuvakuru venyika kuti chiiko chikambonyatsoitika.
Uri kuti iwewe yako uchi you know, inonzi refrain mupoetry nechirungu uri kuramba uchiti iwewe nyarara hako Nkosilathi hazvina zera newe. Apa uri kurevei apa? Uri kureva iwewe kuti you know sanyanduri une mibvunzo asi panosvika nguva yekuti unenge wakutya kubvunza mibvunzo iyoyo nekuti uri kubvunza kuti kuvana vana Rex nongo kutsvira mumba here vanaitaidza mara kokutsakatiga ko what happened to tongogara. Pane nguva here yaunonzwa semunhu anonyora poetry wakuvhunduka kuti apa maybe ndakubvunza mibvunzo yakawandisa. Halo Nkosilathi. Halo, kosla turikundi nzwa hiri. I think we are having connection problems there with Nkosilathi, but we'll be trying shortly to reconnect with him. Ncube, qhubeka ubambile khonapho mtakababa. Silo mlalele ecingweni uSikhumbuzo Moyo eMzansi. Kunjani Moyo baba?
Hayi, siyabonga mtakababa. Kunjani khonapho eMelika?
Hayi, siyaphila. Sungenile kuhlelo.
Yes, ujaha lo-talented kakhulu uNkosilathi, imibuzo ayibuzayo mkhulu, ifuna impendulo ebantwini abadala.
Mm.
Kodwa ngiyiboni impendulo eyithola ngokuthi abantu abadala esinabo kwamanje, hayi bayahlanhlatha bayeganyeni. Ma umnika umbuzo yena kuphendula ngomunye umbuzo.
Yini bengafuna ukuyiqonda imibuzo bayiphendule njengokubuzwa kwayo?
Hayi, iqiniso liyahlupha gifts ukuthi silikhulume, uyazi nawe iqiniso noma usecourt ma ukhuluma iqiniso ubanjwa licala. So ukuthi sile ukuthi ukhuluma amanga. So abadala bethu laba abasikhokhelayo basebenzisa amanga esitedini yokuthi basebenzise iqiniso. Ngokuthi iqiniso lona linzima, liyababopha, libabopha bonke nje.
Abamanga eqinisweni.
Abakho eqinisweni noma ngaze baye ema-church bayeguqa ema-church bakhulekelwe kodwa hhayi izandla zabo zingcolile zigcwele igazi.
Mhm. Hhayi, siyabonga Moyo ngokungena kuhlelo baba.
And leli jaha uNkosilathi bengicela lisibambakanise nalo. Hey, ngiyayifuna linkondlo elilayo, yinkondlo eyakhayo njalo efundisayo kithi thina besifana.
Yeah, I know siyabonga Moyo, ungahamba ku website yetu sizafaka something khona apho za kwanisa ukulalela.
Hayi, ngiyabonga mntakababa, thank you very much.
Yalla
nje ukuthi laba abantu abasibambela ukhetho, mina bengicela ukuthi nje bake bahlehle bame phansi ngoba sesikhathele ngikubanjela ukhetho ngabantu banye abazala benikwa okokwenza. Imithetho yokhetho ayitshintshwe nje ukuthi sivoteni kube kahle ngoba umnyaka wokuvota ufikile wona next year. Kodwa ngokwemithetho yokhetho le, mina bengifuna ukuthi ngama opposition bakuyini, mina belandelelana ngami bayiyeke le ndaba yokhetho. Uma kuthi iyadissolve iparliament bayidissolve, but we were khethweni, no khetho without reform.
Hayi, siyabonga kuzalunga Moyo, siyabonga baba ngokungena uhlelo.
Okay, mbonga the number.
Okay, that's Sikhumbuzo Moyo there, one of our callers calling from South Africa. Coming back to you, Bongani Ncube. By the way, Bongani doesn't only focus on the happenings in Zimbabwe. He goes further far and beyond borders. He has a poem called Why Africa. Let's listen in.
Why Africa? Why? Why are these cowards called comrades? Why are these zeros called heroes? Why are these rickers called winners? Why are these thieves called chiefs? Why are these killers called kings? Why are these dissidents called presidents? Why Africa? Why? Gangsters with guns are called governments. They pave their way by bullets, not ballots. They call their confusion a revolution. Their corruption is called production. While they fill their stomachs full till they look foolish. Our poverty is called power. Our pains are called our gains. Our problems are called progress. Why Africa? Why? Why are these evil perpetrators called protectors? Why are these detectors called doctors? Why are these liars called lawyers? Why are these cheaters called teachers? Their politics are called politics. Their tribalism is called nationalism. They are the richest leaders from the poorest countries. They blame everybody else except themselves for their own mistakes. They cut our legs before they run a race with us. Then they declare themselves as winners. They prefer to cut our mouths than to answer our questions. Why Africa? Why? Why are these criminals or not? Why are these cowards called comrades? Why are these zeros called heroes? Why are these rickers called winners? Why are these thieves called chiefs? Why are these killers called kings? Why are these dissidents called presidents? Why Africa? Why? Gangsters with guns are called governments. They pave their way by bullets, not ballots. They call their confusion a revolution. Their corruption is called production. While they fill their stomachs full till they look foolish, our poverty is called power. Our pains are called our gains. Our problems are called progress. Why Africa? Why? Perpetrators called protectors. Why are these detectors called doctors? Why are these liars called lawyers? Why are these cheaters called teachers? Their politics are called politics. Their tribalism is called nationalism. They are the richest leaders from the poorest countries. They blame everybody else except themselves for their own mistakes. They cut our legs before they run a race with us. Then they declare themselves as winners. They prefer to cut our mouths.
Why Africa? Why? Yeah, that's the poem there of Bongani Ncube of the Ngibhace Ezizweni Fame. Ncube akuphose lokugcina lapha mfowethu. Ngilabanye I've two more poets to talk to, so I'm trying to wrap it up with Bongani and Nkosilathi before we move on to our two other guests. Ncube, ofisa ukubona elakusasa leZimbabwe elinjani? Yiphi iZimbabwe? Ngenjani iZimbabwe ofuna ukuyibona? Njalo ofisa ukuthi abantu abakho bakhulelekile?
Ilizwe lakithi linothile. Lisase nomnotho omningi ongazange usetshenziswe kakhulu kuma-minerals. So ngesifiso sokuthi ngibona abantu bakithi bengasahlupheki kwamanye amazwe. Ngifisa ukuhlala elizweni lapho umuntu ongeke esaba omunye umuntu. Ngifisa ukuhlala elizweni lapho umuntu ongeke bamdlulule omunye. Ngifisa ukuhlala elizweni lapho umuntu ozokuzonda ukuzonda omunye umuntu kungela muntu ozoyesaba omunye. Elokugcina engingalitsho ukuthi kukho konke esikwenzayo thina singosonkonto sizimbongo. Siyaludinga uxhaso ukuze siqhubeke sinamandla. Ubongani Ncube lonyaka leli hlala dekade lihlala lithi War of Peace. Liyatholakala ku-Amazon, liyatholakala ku-Google, la ku-iTunes. Kanti abasegoli bangangithinta balithole. Mhlawumbe bangangithola ku-Facebook Bongani Ncube. Lonyaka futhi ngizorekhoda i-CD lami engibhizi ngalo elithi Dear Brother. So siyaludinga kakhulu uxhaso. Okokugcina ke ngiyabonga uxhaso esilutholileyo kubantu bakithi, la bantu bakithi abasivula imiqondo. Okungijabulisa kakhulu njengoba sesiqeda ukudlala uwaye Africa, ayikho into engijabulise njengokuthola mhlawumbe umuntu angifonela athi useGreece, umuntu angifonela athi useTanzania, umuntu angifonela athi usekenya, uhlala kutshe umqhele inkondo yami uyayithanda kakhulu. lokho kungibonisa ukuthi ukhona okunye engithinta abantu bakhitha enhliziyweni zabo. Ngiyabonga.
Mhm, siyabonga. Ah, bongani Ncube. Ah, elamidlalate lakho ngalithenga ku Amazon. And I must say I can't wait for your second album. Siyabonga Ncube, sizaqhubeka sikhuluma ba.
Okay, futhi ngiyabonga.
Aha, bongani Ncube. Va nkosilathi moyo madzoka parunare runare rwenyu ruri kunetsa. Muripo muri kundinzwa.
Ya ndirikukunzwa.
Aha, timbopinda moyo mwene tembo yenyu zvekare muri kuti imimi rauya bondi. He's talking about the bond. Now let's listen to that poem rauya bondi.
Iri ide tembo rinonzi rauya bondi. Yakagadzwa hadyana yemutakunanzwa wehowa. Vakange vanyatso ibika mbuya vatarisai. Kuikwene nzera, sare yatsukira sokunonzi inyama. Zvinaaniko chaive chivhara nomba. Hohwa hausi nyama igaro ziva wani. Ndinoreva iro bondi radai kuti pfacha mune dzedu hombodo. Kushungo kutoshandisa avo masimba kuri mbunyikidza kuruzhinji sokunonzi imari. Kwavo kusanyararudzi iko kubira varombo. Kutyawo nembuva yenherera, matiwo isarenei. Inga matiisa parumana nzombe chaipo. Rau ya bondi, chifaranyadzi. Unzi rakaenza na ne US dollar. Vuseka enyu bvuma varanda kuseka namo sorugare. Inga mashura mudunu. Uri Kristu ere nai mangunjika. Akasandura mvura kuita waini pamuchato wekana. Iwo kuchigorera mapepa. Ototi wamashandura yave mari. Inga mapererwa kubatwa nechadzimira kuchinaya. Enyu mazano asara kusuta nekukama varombo. Hero bondi rombunyikidzwa kuruzhinji. Regai tione kuchawira tsvimbo nedowe. Ikonomi nebondi gonzo nechingai. Regai zvitosorani. Zvazokuomerai vagoni. Rau ya bondi. Chisweta varombo chehurumende. Ndatenda.
Gonzo, hanzi economy nebondi, igonzo nechingai, zvazvokuomerai vagoni. Those are deep sentiments they vamoyo.
Yes.
Saka nyaya mabondi anetsa Hurumende yaka maintroducer ichiti iri kuda kuvhara gepe kushomeka kwemari. Asi zvanetsa zvatadza kushanda vamangutya vakambotaura kuti bondi rikatadza kushanda ndiri kuresaina. Haizi nguva yekuti vange vachisiya basa here.
Indinoti bondi rakundikana ndosaka ndakazosvika pakunyora detembo rakadai so rakundikana kugadzirisa dambudziko rine remari mukati menyika yeZimbabwe nokuti dai raipedza makei shortages dai tisingachaoni malaini mukapinda ndinotipinda mukweke makufenseni sere unowana mabhenga akavhara zvezvekuti vanhu vanenge vanokutorarapo vachimirira keshi yavo saka kutambudzika kuri kuita vanhu zviri kuratidza kuti zvekunzi bondi ndiyo solution haiwa kungovaraidzana mashoko ongovhara nyadza asi chokwadi chiripo ndekuti rakundikana kana dai vamangunzwa vairerisa kuti vanogona kurizana ndonguva yekuchirizana nokuti zvokwadi radini rakundikana.
Mhm. Saka netembo dzenyu idzi vamoyo tichi vhara chirongwa nemi before we move on to our next guest. Tuziva muri kuti mazitora mubhuku ramuri kunyora richabuda rini bhuku iri uyezve rinenge richinzi ichi title yacho.
Netembo dzose ndiri kuzvitora mubhuku randiri kunyora rinonzi iro ngoma yenharo netembo dzezvematongerwo enyika randiri kutarisira kuburitsa munana June gore rinori. Sarerere nembatanidzwa uye netembo dzose dzinechekuita nezvematongerwo enyika muno muZimbabwe.
Mm-hmm. Ngoma yenharo, that book coming up there from a poet Nkosilathi Moyo. Tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa vamoyo. Aha, thank you there. And joining us now is my long-time friend all the way from college in Bulawayo. That's Devson Mzingwa, a fellow journalist, a film producer, and pretty much he's everything that is sophisticated that you can think of. Mzingwa, nomgamchira muchirongwa. Apa, you know, it sounds funny kuti nditi vamudzingwa because I have to say it, but Urisha Maria undongoti diva. But Risney, mapina muchirongwa vamudzingwa, timbonzwa first netembo yenyu inoti iyo ngoda. Inozi ngoda chi? Ngoda papata.
Ya, ngoda papata. Kureva kuti yaoma kuti gwa.
Ngoda papata. Let's listen to that poem there by Devson Mzingwa.
Akatanga ari mahongera. Isindokuti iguwa rokutsime. Ndoku waguwa rotinira semabanangana. Zvikai mudzimu wafuratira. Isindokuzvishingisa tikati ine mawaro. Somoto wechirimo dondo ndiye ngandu. Muchiuno tikabata, mashaju ekudzimura hapana hapa. Chirimo chizere nemepo. Kana umwe mukute wakapfumvutira. Chero mushavi umwe une mashaju ekudzimura. Kudzimura iro guwaro dai kupenya sempande. Guwaro boa segwai rinoshura pakushizhiwa. Hamuna kuwa here kuti kwakaoma kuti gwa. Iwo vavimi jeve ndiye ndindindi. Iwo vachenjeri vafuratira sematsi rikurebwa iripo. Vakuru vazvo bwai bwai sechimumumu chagagwa nehasha. Mudzimu wagumbuka, shoko raramba robwereketewa. Raimbonongwa semavaonde pasi pemuvonde. Kutana semagwazhava mumenderekedzo dzegwizi. Vana vedunu vakati, mudzimu yadavira. Vakazoti asvika vapambi. Ndiye bhuruvata. Nedunu rose, ndokuridza wamanda kukoka shamwari dzekure, shamwari dziya dzinonyemwerera munguva yezhizha. Hekani waro, tabozha, vakazevezera. Bani ndokusoswa neruzhowa runobaya. Imbwa dzine masiriri dzorisa vana vevhu. Shoko rofamba kuti vamwe vakatsakatisigwa nhaka iyi. Ndokurova zvakadaro, asi ndokuramba kurova zvamuchose. Mudzimu waramba, vachenjere voti mudzimu ndiringe. Mudzimu wafuratira, ndiye papata, ngoda pachina. Kuchiadzwa, nyanduri Devson Mzingwa, netembo ichinziyo, ngoda papata.
That's my man there, Devson Mzingwa. Before, nichidzokera gwamuri vamudzingwa, timbonzwa, imwe netembo yenyu zvekare, inoreva nezveropa.
Fumo harizi shizha, futi haisi Jorodani. Museve unozikamwa nekubaya, vurimbo havuzi vuchi. Kukacha kunoreva kukacha, kurova kugoreva kurova. Kuponda kunoreva izvozvo, kuponda. Kugwadzisa kuchigoreva kugwadzisa. Ropa harisi muto wemaburos. Kukocha hakurevi kutsetsa, kurova hakurevi kubabadzira, kuponda hakurevi kupuruzira, kugwadzisa hakurevi kurapa, kuteura ropa hakuzi kupuma muchaiwa, batatsinga udzikame mwanawe, dzinza ringapera.
Ropa arizi imoto wemabros. Titange nene tembo iyo iva mudzingwa, muri kunyora nezvei apa?
Netembo inondisuisa nenyaya yekuti ndakange ndichitevera nyaya dzematongerwo enyika mukati menyika yeZimbabwe. Pakuti nguva dzose dzinoitwa sarudzo mukati menyika, tinoona kuti pane vanhu vanosvikaiwo pakunge vachirasikirwa neupenyu hwavo nenyaya yekuti vanenge vachinzi vaurawa nebato ravanopikisana naro. Ende vanhu vazhinji vanosvika pakunge vachirasikirwa noupenyu hwavo, vanhu vasina mhosva dzavanenge vapara mhosva yanenge achinzi yapara imhosva yekuti asiyana mufungiro wake neumwe anofunga kuti bato rakati ndorofanira kunge richitsigirwa saka vosvika pakunge vachiteura ropa inyaya yekuti vasiyana pamafungiro saka inyaya yandakange ndichinyora ndichitaura kuti ropa riri kungoteurwa iri nyore nyore kudai ropa rakasiyana nemuto wemabhurosi mabhurosi atinongotora mumuti tichidya toona rurimi rwatsvuka tichifarira kuti rurimi rwatsvuka zvino saka izvi zvinonge zvaratidza kuti upenyu hwevana vezimbabwe kubva paitwa sarudzo kubva pagore ra 2000 kurova kwemumwe munhu chinhu chasina kana basa chiita sokuti hapana kana zvinji zvaitika kana munhu asinga pakunge achiurawa saka ndee chidokwa dokwa chandaiva nacho chii chekuti izvi zviri kuitika izvi zvinoitikirei uyewo zvii zvingaitwa kuita kuti zvinge zvisaitika ndosaka ndainyora ndichitaura inyi tsimidzira kuti hazvifaniri kunge zvichiitika ndichiyambira zvakare kune vaya vanoshandiswa nevakuru vezvematongerwo enyika kuti vasvike pakunge vashayiro basa rekuuraya vamwe munzvimbo dzavagere kunharaunda dzavagere kuti kana ngozi youya inouya kwauri ndosaka pakupera kwaro richinziwo batatsinga mwanawe usarega hasha dzichikugara wosvika pakunge uchiuraya munhu kuti kana ngozi youya haiuyi kumunhu akakutuma inouya kwauri uyewo nemhuri yako inosvika pakuparara nenyaya yekuteura ropa.
You also touch on the Marange Diamonds and of course decrying the you know abuses that occurred there and that are still happening and you also talk about nyaya yekuti hanzi ngoda racho ratopera. What motivated you to you know, do the Marange poem? I know you've personally been there, but how much were you touched by the Marange issue?
So the issue of the Marange diamonds or the diamond findings in Marange is one of those famed cliches of the resources have become a case in the scenario of Marange. It was supposed to be boom and change the whole situation of the country, but in particular, the local community of Marange in the Manikan province. But when the finding happened, things changed. The whole world turned to Marange from all those people that other people referred to as vultures. They all went to Marange to capitalize on the finding to enrich themselves and realize from what we have seen and that what has been proven that most political bigwigs also capitalized on this, and instead of enriching the country coffers or the treasury, most of these people were turning these resources to their own personal wealth. And this went on for long, and the country got poorer, but a few individuals were getting richer. So this disturbed me. And when we went to this place, a couple of years ago, we realized that it was a human spectacle, because a lot of people were coming in to mine those artisanal miners that we commonly call makorokoza. Some of them were doing it for their own personal gain, because rightfully so, they can do that, because politicians were doing that the same. But some of the artisanal miners, the makorokoza people, were also employed by the political bigwigs to exploit this natural resource that is supposed to benefit the whole country, but primarily the community that it was mined from. And we never saw what happened to the Marange diamonds in terms of impact to the whole country. But what was more chilling about the Marange diamonds was the issue of the political or the security forces harassment of the common people there. We know, and there's evidence from different researches that were done by researchers and journalists, that ordinary people were beaten, they were butchered by soldiers, they were butchered by unriot police, and as it says, and on record, that there's dozens of them that died, and some were buried in a mass grave. And after all these tragedies, there's nothing that came to fruition in terms of prosperity from that kind of area. So this poem traced the whole conundrum of the Marange diamonds, that is, they came as a blessing to the Marange area and also to the country as a blessing from the ancestors. But when the political bigwigs used or leveraged on their power to exploit this resource for their own personal gain, the ancestors were not happy, and suddenly the diamonds disappeared. As we know that a couple of years ago, the government announced that the exploration that had been done in Marange, they can't find anything in the area. So, and the common word on the street was the ancestors were not happy, and then the diamond disappeared. So it narrates the whole conundrum from the finding and how the political bigwigs used their power to exploit this for their own personal gain, and how people were, human rights were violated, and how some people were killed, some disappeared. Up to now, families do not know where their relatives are. And it ends by encouraging the government, or also pointing fingers to those people that are exploiting the diamonds. Mm-hmm. But now we are calling for ancestors to intervene to ensure that these diamonds are available, but they're no longer available because of the crime that was committed in Marange, in Chiaja in particular. So that's what it touches. The narrative goes through the whole journey of what Marange went through.
Mm-hmm. Personal friend of mine, award-winning film producer, journalist, a poet, Davidson Mudzingwa. Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate it. It was a pleasure having you on. Please do come again next time.
Thank you so much for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you there, Davidson Mudzingwa Shamari Yangu. Moving on, we have our last guest, Vati Indlamuva Yinkosi. We have Desire Moyo. He calls himself Desire Moyoxide. I call him Carbon Monoxide. Moyo, ngiyawamukela uhlelo baba.
Hayi, ngiyajabula kakhulu, ngiyathokoza impela.
Yeah, lathi siyathokoza ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Singakayikatshana, let's listen to his poem called Balagwe. It's been circulating for a long time on social media, WhatsApp, Facebook, but many people don't know the person behind this poem, Balagwe. Let's listen to that.
Balagwe, my son, about his disappearance, you talk of exile. About his death, you talk of findings. About the killings, massacre and genocide, you talk of madness, insanity and disturbances. About his bones, you talk of nothing. Balagwe, what exactly happened to my son? What kind of crime did he do? What an unforgivable sin did he commit? How did he become the enemy of the state at the age of 16? For he was hunted down by the state agents, the 5th Brigade, who had no sixth sense, the common sense. Mangingalwi, hatikambi kangilwi, ufuthi luchekelo luphetheyo, where is my son, Balagwe? Kamanda Maman disaster in Wanke late 70s, gave an explanation. Marikana in Lok Velem Zansi, gave an apology. Mass graves in Nyatsonya and Chimoyo have a blueprint history. Balagwe, why are you silent about my son who disappeared in 1984? Balagwe, I am back from beyond, bellowing like a bulldozer in plantant quest for the facts. Back from the vessels of fear, vomiting taboos in violent quest for the evidences. Back from dungeons of self-exile, demanding definite therapies to my souls. Back from the refugee camps, ravenously charging like a buffalo against the bad taste of state leaders. Back from hiding, back from undercover, never alone, and Balagwe, now I am at 90. I need to know before I go to meet my ancestors. Where is my son? Where is my son, Balagwe? Balagwe, where is my son? When hell at Entumbane demobilization camps broke loose, it was me and never my son. You went after my son at school, burned down the Ndebele school, and abducted the Ndebele speaking species. Till today, Balagwe, nothing has been said about my son's whereabouts. Balagwe, why threaten me when I call your name? Why harass when I question the whereabouts of my son, antelope mine? Where is my blood? Where is the heir to my throne? In Dalifa Yomuzongo Wami. Where is the Tola Nesilo, son of Masibi, son of Chababa? Gingagai Gubabamkulu, Gazise, Wajwayin Umtanami, Balagwe. Kukuraundi, Why talk about the silence when my son died screaming in excruciating agony? Kukraundi, why talk about dysentery when you devoured a 16-year-old schoolboy in a khaki school uniform and a brown school bag in his hand? Kukuraundi, the Kukura wounds refuse to heal. No traditional healer can doctor a wound whose cause is unknown. No prescription can be given without proper facts. And what exactly happened to Palakwe? I see mass graves and mines turned into grave sites. Anyway, where is my son, Palakwe? Palakwe, my mind trembles tremendous like a drilling machine when it does somersaults back to the past. When I play back the horrific motion pictures of pregnant village women whose stomachs were opened like that and the little thing falling down. When I revisit the apartments of my past visions at the back of my mind, seeing people being frogmashed into a hut and that hut set on fire. When I vividly remember, as if it were yesterday, how the 5th Brigade sent the wave of icy terror across the entire Antelope Mine. Palakwe, I can't remember my son. I can't be reminded about my son. Where is my son, Palakwe? Your big belly consumed my brilliant child. His brilliance perhaps buried alive or burnt into piles of ashes. His dreams devoured by dungeons of the depths. I ask those who commandeered the red, barretted, bloodthirsty human zombies. Those who came far east ready to feast on the people from the south. They took my son in the heart of the afternoon and never seen again. Palakwe, kunyamalala inkosi lobhengula, hathi usana lami. I am 90 now. Before I go to meet my ancestors, Palakwe, tell me, who was mad? Who was disturbing? What was being disturbed? And what is the compensation? His bones still lie somewhere undisturbed. Perhaps undiscovered. Palakwe, imbuzo, kayi kuphela. Where is my son? Where
is my son? My son. Yeah, we are kahlela linto monoxide.
Yeah, ngiyakwatula baba, kula ngenye indlela.
Okuluma kakhulu ngendaba yeGugrawondi lapha into lokhwise enhliziyweni zabantu abaningi mani isilonde esiloku sibhibhidla wena ikuhlupha okunganani lindaba.
Uyabona iGugrawondi iyafana nje lesithunzi sami. Mina lapho ngivela khona enkayo kwesikhobokhobo kulama ingcembu amaningi ongawathola emfuleni, ongawathola emafusini akithi. Okuyangikhathaza kakhulu ukubana obabamkhulu labazali bethu abanye baze bawushiya lomhlaba bengatholanga impendulo, bengatholanga ukukhumisana umlotha, bengatholanga ukuzwa lokuchathisela ukuthi kanti babevele bewoneni. Ngalokho-ke hhayi mina angeke ngithule, angeke ngifake phakathi njengesokisi lomkhwenyana. Kumele lendaba ixazululwe. Ngiyathaba nje ukubana uhulumente seqalisa ukwenza into ze-reconciliation amabhili lawa sikhangelela ukuthi khona impendulo le mbuzo ekhona phakathi kwethu ifake edandalazini.
Silalele njalo enye inkondlo yakho listening again to another poem by Desire Moyoxide and the poem is called Abalungileyo timbozo imwe netembo zvekare ya Desire Moyoxide inonzi abalungileyo vangapi hanzi vakanaka vari kupi. That's a loose translation there in Shona, but it's not very precise. Abalungileyo vangapi, let's listen to that.
Kanti abalungileyo baphi? Sengibhudule ngadinwa, sengibhode ngadela, nanku umbuzo phendulani sizwe, abalungileyo bangaphi? Ilizwe lathathwa ngothatha wese, umbuso waba ngowababulali, umhlabathi wathunjwa ngodla ngodli, umnotho wahuquluzwa ngamahaga, isizwe zakhokhelwa ngontando kayiphikiswa, kanti shuwa abalungileyo bangaphi? Emsakazweni kusakaza abasengalezi mithiyo, kuzifa kufudumala abalezafesane, emoni muthi ababhidings kusebenza ababhedayo, kuzanu ziyana, it never rains but it pours, abe-MTC bamadolo nzima, kuzaphu khona ziphaphama, ezimbabwe zimbi indaba, kanti bakithi abalungileyo bangaphi? abalungileyo babengapi idola belibulala abalungileyo babengapi imota siqeda abantu impumala yokhetho lukaMathi 29 luphekwa inzalo yesendele endebele igugurawundwa intambo zezicathulo zisibulala izitishi zidubuka lemigwaqo gebheka kanti abalungileyo babengapi ukulunga kujeziswa namhlanje bangapi labo abalungileyo isisekelo sombuso sigida ikwasakwasa le-reversa jaifu echiyazwa kumakhakhasayo kanti suwa abalungileyo bangapi mina ngesaba ukubuza mina ngesaba ukubuza bantu ukubuza ngesaba mina ngifuna ukubuza kodwa ngesaba ngesaba ukukhulunywa kabi ngesaba ukukhonjelwa ngemidwa eminwe ngesaba ukunonkolozwa imigobho yamehlo ngesaba ukuqoqodelwa ngabakhunkula ebusuku mina bengifuna ukubuza kodwa ukubuza ngesaba ngesaba ukufela ukubuza ngesaba ukufela iqiniso iqiniso ngithi bathi ngumhluzi wempisi holi gina kanjani igano mina ngilo mdijana yikho ngithi ngisaba ukubuza yekeleni ngithule kusonakala bekeleni kapule esikhundleni zekeleni zidubuke kanjalo isitithi yekelani imigwaqo gebhike bayekeleni bahlebe banyeye balunxebe lubhensi ufudu yekelani lina balumayo bephozisa labo kuzabaluma aluba yile sibindi aluba ukubuza kungabulali hlezi ngabe namhla ngiyabuza funa enkulumane kulunga izinto kwazise umlomo ngumalungisa pho-ke sibindi umphelele lami ngesaba ukubuza mina ukubuza ngesaba ngiphelelwe sengaba bona besukuma bebuza sengabezwa bewuvula bebuza lamhlanje bangapi angithi yibo labayana abanyamalalayo labayana esingayidlanga eyabo inkubalo yibo labayana ababolayo emajele esingazange silihlalo elabo idale yibo nta asebeziphephela iphetsheya abantshungu balecingweni bayagcinwa njengemkhazi emtyazeni yedonki yibo laba asebathena baba yimgodlela amehlo imigaxa yokucina funa lami kungehlele lokho ngeke ngilinga ukubuza indaba nkulumane angikhululekanga mina ngesaba ukubuza bantu ukubuza ngesaba mina ngifuna ukubuza kodwa ukubuza angithi ngithi khona ngesaba kodwa sengabona ngasutha sengafunda ngenela ngobuza mhlazane omogene busayo ngobuza mhlazane ithinja iguqula izinto ngobuza mhlazane impama ivusa abantu okwamanje basalele ngobuza ngivuke ngingekho ngihambe mlibe phinde amathambo amabonakale nkulumane omuhle bulawa yomuhle Zimbabwe enhle khuluma sizwe
Desire Monoxide va Desire Monoxide apo vari kuita netembo iri kufambirana neya Nkosi Lati Moyo ya Tambonzwa achiti ye yangu mivunzo uti wesaba ukubuza moyo wesaba
uyabona ungavele ubuze ndoda uyakhamba mlibe akubuzwa lokho kuyizinto yikho nje nani lisakaza likhona belikhona likhatshana lalapha elikhona lapha esikhona thina akubuzwa okuyabona nje uthule uzafela phakathi lawo njengephilisi so kuningi singabe singukubuza kodwa ha ndoda yaqalisela ngaphi siya ngaphi
aha and in the background there we are playing I am just a foreigner by Moyoxide. Would have loved to play that poem in its entirety, but time is no longer our best ally. We have just a minute to go. Moyo, akuvala uhlelo baba. Elakusasa le Zimbabwe, iZimbabwe njani ofuna ukuhlala ke?
Yeah, nathi iZimbabwe ekhululekileyo lapho abantu abangaba abangabandlulwa ngemhlobo ukuthi lo ngumhlobo bani njalo iZimbabwe elokuthula engenamanceva egugurawundi abantu bekhumisa umndoda ukuxoxa nokube kuhle ikuthi kufuna khona lokho isizwe sihlale sizozobali njengokuthi kwakunjani ababusayo bebuse bele mandate abayithola nguZulu
Which I call any Moyo. Siyabonga kakhulu baba. It was a pleasure having you on Studio 7, The Connection. Siza kubeka sikhuluma baba. Kubeka usenza umsebenzi omuhle owenzayo.
Siyabonga mthokazi.
That's Desire Moyo. Moyoxide, they're wrapping our show. I'd like to thank our listeners for listening. And of course, our guests, Bongani Ncube, Nkosi Lati Moyo, Devson Mudzingwa, and of course, Desire Moyoxide. Let's make another date, Zimbabwe. Next week, same time, same station, a different topic. I'm Tungameli Nkomo, and good night.